It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Twitter's initial public offering is scheduled for tomorrow. Bells will ring, investors will line up, and company heads are hoping that the New York Stock Exchange will not repeat the Nasdaq's bungling of Facebook's IPO last year. Whatever happens in the coming weeks and months, there will be plenty of focus on what Twitter does as a company. Going public will put new stresses on the organization from the outside, and as Audrey Quinn reports, that could change the culture inside the company.
In Silicon Valley, you're either cutting edge or you're profitable, which makes some Twitter developers nervous about going public. Susan Ettlinger is a tech industry analyst with Altimeter Group.
It's a very common dynamic that companies like Twitter will have employees who feel that the original mission is shifting or that they used to have a lot more autonomy than they do now.
But she thinks the hand-wringing's been overblown.
I don't see any indication that strategy has changed in any meaningful way in the last 3 months from where it was, you know, a year ago.
Jeremy Levine's with Bessemer Venture Partners in New York. He says as Twitter increases its focus on revenue, it risks becoming less innovative.
As you become successful, you go from being the attacking disruptor to a target for other disruptors. And that's really nerve-wracking for an executive team.
And that could be Twitter's next real challenge, nurturing new ideas at the same time it nurtures an income stream. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.
By the way, you can always check in with us on the social network. We're at Marketplace Tech. There are a lot of things a company needs to do ahead of going public. File with the SEC, supply information to big fish investors, and these days, ready a large chest of patents. In recent filings, Twitter said it had 9 U.S. patents and 95 applications pending. When it gets close to an IPO, a company can be sued by other organizations that try to get a piece of profit through patent suits. So companies going public gather patents
to defensively protect yourself in the event that you are sued, so you can countersue against any of your competitors' products that might infringe your own IP.
That's Mullen Shaw, the founder of patent research company Envision IP. He points out that Twitter has a patent pledge with employees, a deal where employee inventions don't get used in suits against other companies. It's a way to encourage innovation for the right reasons. Shaw again.
We haven't seen Twitter really make any patent-fueled acquisitions like Facebook has. They mostly appear to be, you know, talent-related and technology-related acquisitions.
But now some analysts are wondering if Twitter has a bit of a patent problem. Consider the number of patents Facebook had before its IPO last year, 774. If you go further back in ancient tech history to 2004, Google only had 7 patents before its IPO. But look at them now. Counting the ones they got when they bought Motorola Mobility in 2012, Google now has nearly 20,000. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.